The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. As we are every Sunday in the Washington metropolitan area, welcome. And we have a beautiful day outside, and we have a subject that is going to be really straightforward and one that everybody needs to know about because it fits into so many different things that have happened to us, not only the last year with all this crazy viral pattern that surrounds our lives, but also with pain and discomfort and even mental capacities and so forth. And we're going to get into that. That's going to be the subject of our program. Inflammation, it's like public enemy number two. You've heard us about public enemy number one, which is sugar. But we're going to talk about that today. It's going to be the subject of our in-house continuing education program coming up this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. And the man that is going to discuss it with you, an expert in the field, is Dr. Jerry Cowart. Dr. Cowart, welcome. Thank you for being back on the program.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure and a privilege to be here with you guys.
It's going to be a fun discussion because it really opens the door from a point of view. We'll call it the puzzle. The puzzle why so many chronic things never go away, why people stay in pain. They're hooked on medications. They have incapacities. They have hormone functions that don't work the way they're supposed to. So when we talk about inflammation, we can also kind of liken it to a barrier, a wall, something that blocks something from happening, transports within the body. But also when you hear the word inflammation, you have to kind of correlate it to something that, I don't like the term, but we're going to assess an acid, acid that begins to eat and deteriorate and break down and destroy all kinds of things, joint spaces and tissues and so forth and so on. So, let's kind of set the stage and let's talk about this inflammatory reaction, if you will. What is inflammation? Everybody talks about it, but what is it? What is inflammation?
Yeah, so inflammation is your body's natural response to, we'll use the word insult, if you will. So any kind of negative stimulus, some sort of injury, some sort of infection, any kind of response, it's your natural body's response to those issues. To help hopefully quickly mediate it and resolve it and help you move on to heal. Now we know oftentimes that doesn't happen and we have those chronic patterns, and that's when we get into some of those other issues.
So if people could get a little better hook on, if they were going to look at the body, they were a microbe and they were going to go inside and take a look at it, what would they see when they ran up against inflammation? What kind of response is it? Is it a liquid in the body? Is it a swelling in the body? What is that inflammatory response? I want our listeners to get an idea, because as we move through the subject, I want them to understand what the damage this thing is actually doing to them.
Yeah, so it can definitely be a swelling. It's definitely a biochemical bombardment, if you will, like an attacking. It's kind of, assassins on any kind of damage, both, physical trauma or any kind of infection or anything abnormal. So you're looking through and it's almost kind of like this cloud, if you will, like this giant bombardment of trying to really tackle the issue. So it's kind of like this huge brute force, kind of whole line of an attack force, if you will. That's basically what you would see if you were that person on the other side of, or that thing on the other side of inflammation coming after you.
It's interesting. I was with a group of doctors a few weeks ago. We were talking about the inflammatory reactions that take place in viral patterns. I was at a conference in Florida, and I presented what would happen in the body with the presence of this virus that we call COVID and the variants and so forth. And I asked these doctors, in private setting we were talking about, I said, how would you describe this to your patient? That's why I brought it up there. How would you talk about this inflammatory response and describe it appropriately so they really understood it. You know, the interesting thing is that most of them academically knew exactly what they were talking about. They got into the interleukin 6 and interleukin 10s and interleukin 1s and so forth. Anytime you hear that word interleukin, by the way, it really describes an inflammatory response of some sort. And so we finally got to the place where we were talking about, you know, tissue response and, you know, a little bit of swelling or thickening, a blockage, if you will, the inability to transport across the, and all these things got added up on, and it was really funny because these guys were brilliant practitioners. Many of them were immunologists, and to be able to take that broad-based knowledge that they have and to break it down into really precise, if you will, not dumbing it down, but something that, you know, anybody could understand, they had a challenge doing that because the inflammatory condition can cause swelling. It causes expansion of tissue. It causes thickening of tissue. It can cause a blocking, if you will, of receptor sites for a lot of different reasons. And then we go from there. Let's talk a little bit about what the makeup of inflammation actually is and what happens. Why is it so damaging to the tissue? Why is it so obstructive in many situations?
Yeah, so basically when you're looking at inflammation, you have, as you mentioned before, these interleukins. Those are specific cell signals that come from specific white blood cells that go through and kind of target and act upon and make it to where if it's a damage or if it's a pathogen, it signals it saying, hey, that's something bad that needs to be taken care of. So what ends up happening is why it's so damaging is that if the issue is long standing, so like if it's a prolonged, say for instance, viral infection or prolonged damage that's not being healed appropriately, then you're going to constantly have these signals that are going and going and going and targeting these things. And it's constantly building up this inflammation pattern that's not being unresolved. With inflammation patterns, they end up targeting a lot of different aspects to the body. So not only will you have your localized issue where the initial inflammatory response initially occurred, but then you start getting more systemic issues throughout the entire body, things like your intestinal tract, things like joint patterns, things like different parts of the brain. It has a huge widespread effect on the body outside of where the initial insult was.
So here's the question that I would ask immediately, and I'm sure many of our listeners are thinking about it already. So, okay, we have this inflammation, this inflammatory response, this thickening of tissue, this swelling of tissue, this blocking of receptor sites. But what's causing it? You know, you mentioned pathogens, you mentioned physicality. What causes a chronic inflammatory response to be present to begin with? And then as we get into the show, I want to get in depth in that because I think it's important that our listeners really get it and understand that, and then, you know, that they can't just take an anti-inflammatory to make it go away. But what are the triggers?
Yeah, so a huge trigger that I think a lot of times gets overlooked is you can have a prolonged viral infection. You know, right now with, you know, COVID being an issue, we know that, you know, the COVID virus causes a huge amount of inflammation within the system. But it's not just COVID. It can be really any viral patterns. You know, really common ones are stuff like Epstein-Barr. We see that one very, very commonly. So those prolonged viral infections that, you know, sometimes can lay dormant but are still kind of there, just bubbling and festering a little bit throughout life and, you know, under certain stress mechanisms can, you know, make those viral patterns, you know, express themselves more often than some other times when stress is less. And then you also have, you know, chronic damaging issues. You know, in our realm of chiropractic, we love the term subluxation. Subluxation in and of itself is a micro repetitive trauma if left untreated and left uncorrected by an adjustment.
You're talking about a subluxation, just so our listeners understand what you're talking about. You're talking about disrelationships within the spinal column itself, the bony apparatus of the spine, that causes neurological disruption, if you will, of the signaling to a target, whether that target's muscular or that target's visceral. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And because of that derangement, you do start to get that influx of swelling, again, talk about locally, that causes those inflammation patterns that, again, will start going more systemically, as we were mentioning before as well.
So, you know, we're talking about viral patterns, and we could have Epstein-Barr, we could have a whole host of viruses. As a matter of fact, if we took everybody to the lab and we ran a complete viral pattern, we would see that most of us have been exposed to well in excess of 125 to 150 different viruses that we have antibodies for if we did them right. Well, and we're talking about T cell reactions and things of that nature. So this, we're not just talking about COVID. We're talking about things that have taken place over a period of many years. And we're talking about things like Lyme disease as well. Lyme has a tendency to get into joint spaces. We're talking about heavy metals. They have a tendency to get into neurological receptors and into the joints and into the lymphatic channels of the body and just kind of hang out. But the problem is that they hang out and they cause disruption, pain, and then you have a spiking of something else that we call cortisol. This Wednesday evening, December 1st, wow, it's the year's almost gone. You're going to be talking about this inflammatory process of what not only what happens as a result of it, but what can be done about it. And that's the most important piece. Let's talk a little bit more about, because it's on everybody's mind, a pain pattern that doesn't go away that may be a result of a viral or pathogenic situation.
Yeah, so I see a lot with shoulder joint degeneration, hip joint degeneration, knee joint degeneration. All three of those are very common areas that I find that usually is an underlying viral pattern, because what ends up happening is that you have this viral load, and as you mentioned, they like to sometimes hide in joint spaces, and with the prolonged effects and exposures to inflammation to try to kill off these pathogens, these viral patterns, you're going to start also having localized joint damage as well, because as you mentioned, the inflammation will end up blocking those receptor sites within the joints, start deteriorating the cartilage lining, and then you start really getting those degeneration processes that's happening and happening very, very rapidly left untreated.
You know, it's interesting because we have so many patients that are coming into the office and they've had COVID over the last 24 months, 22 months, mm-hmm. or they've recovered from it, but they end up in a long hauler situation, or they've had the vaccines and they can't understand why they hurt. And because, you know, something different has taken place. Well, we know we had a viral pattern and we had other things that were mixed with that virus. And we know that we have the vaccines and it's causing clotting patterns. And so here's the piece I'm going to ask you is that can the, a clotting issue of any sort in the body cause that to take place?
Well, absolutely. So with any kind of clotting issues, you're not going to have appropriate blood flow throughout the system, which means you're going to impede on, your hormonal signaling, inflammation, movement, things of that nature.
Hold that thought, Dr. Sure. We're going to have to come back in a minute. We're running up against a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest, Dr. Jerry Cowart, your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rizal Center for Healing. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Indeed, we are on this beautiful Washington day. It's blue skies outside, and get out and go for a walk. It's cold, not real cold, but enjoy it. Put a little jacket on and take a walk. You know, it's good for you, right? 2 miles a day decreases your risk of coming down with the disease process by 50%. What more could you ask? Make sure that you take care. My guest in studio, Dr. Jerry Cowart, your presenter this Wednesday evening, December 1st, 7 p.m. at the Rizal Center for Healing. He's going to be talking about inflammatory reactions, you know, like all the stuff that's occurring right now with these viral patterns and long-standing chronic pain patterns. Why don't you heal up? Why doesn't the pain go away? Why do you continue having the process? first half of the program, we talked a little bit about what these inflammatory reactions actually are. They're a barrier, they're an inflammation, they're a swelling, they're a blockage, and there's reasons for that. Welcome back, Dr. Cowart. We're going to get back into it a little bit more. It's an important topic, particularly with all this nonsense of COVID running around, these long haulers, the people are getting the vaccines, the clotting mechanisms that are hurting people, that are killing people as a result of some of the viruses are a result of a inflammatory reaction. The body's reaction has caused clotting. And we want to encourage you, if you'd like to ask a specific question today, give us a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Happy to take it. And if you'd like to register for Dr. Cowart's program this Wednesday evening, real simple, go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. RoselleCare.com, or call us simply at 703-698-7117. Dr. Cowart, let's get back in and talk a little bit more, and then we're going to get into joint damage later on in the program. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, how these inflammatory reactions that are caused by this crazy viral elements out there, whether you've been exposed, whether you've had the vaccine, whether you've had the bug, all those things can cause this inflammatory cascade and the symptoms, if you will, particularly in the long haulers. They can't seem to get away from it.
Right. So when you're dealing with any kind of inflammatory response, and you know, in this case, we're using inflammatory response to viral infection, you have, again, we mentioned interleukins before. You have your interleukin ones that obviously initiate and start the inflammatory process. Then you've got one that's called interleukin 6. That one is a main interleukin, a main inflammatory responder that responds specifically to viral patterns and joint destruction. So with the interleukin 6, when that starts to come into play and starts responding to things, it starts to blocking the transport of things like iron, so you can start getting anemias, and it also starts blocking zinc patterns. So when you have a decrease in zinc, and in this case we're talking a decrease in zinc due to an inflammatory response, that in of itself can decrease your immune response and immune function to help fight off some of these viruses. So initially, your immune function is good because it immediately responds to the pathogen, in this case, a viral pattern. But anything that is long-term and prolonged can actually start having the opposite effect because it starts to break down all these other issues, such as, you know, blocking zinc patterns. So you're still kind of fighting off or attempting to fight off this virus, but not as successfully because of this inflammation that's occurring.
So here's the interesting thing that I want to draw people's attention to this. This is why when you're fighting any kind of chronic viral pattern, particularly this COVID pattern that we've seen over the last 22 months, that's why hydroxychloroquine and zinc together worked. Simply because the hydroxychloroquine was a very potent, very strong, very applicable anti-inflammatory. It right. broke down that veil, if you will. And then with the zinc, it was allowing the zinc to transport in. The zinc stops the duplication of the virus pattern, and it's very important. And I want to inject just a little bit. We're going to get into it in the second part of the program, is that any kind of chronic pain pattern, joint destruction, which you mentioned when we first started the program, whether it's knees or shoulders or hips and so forth, often is a result of a pathogen that has embedded itself in the body's tissue that begins to reactivate because it has a protective coat. That protective coat is something that we call a biofilm. And when that thing is showing up and protecting it, then we never know when it's going to release. And then it releases back in, it causes that inflammatory reaction to occur again. And then we have a cortisol spike. And that's the thing that I want to talk about in the next part of the program. We have a cortisol spike that is causing so much of this craziness that we're beginning to, you know, see in patients with all kinds of problems that are beginning to show up, particularly chronic joint space irritations. And they go to the docs and they're put on all kinds of things. They're put on steroids and they're put on, but it doesn't work. It just actually perpetuates it. And we're going to touch upon that as we come back into the next part of the program. This is a fascinating topic. It's one that I have a tremendous amount of interest in. And we're going to look at it very closely this Wednesday evening. I want to make sure that everybody ask the right questions, and we're going to give you the questions to ask. So give us a call. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. It's a beautiful day outside. I hope you have an opportunity to enjoy it. I intend to. My guest today, Dr. Jerry Cowartz, one of our youngest and brightest minds at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. And we're talking about something that is unfortunately near and dear to all of our hearts. And we're talking about inflammatory reactions that can cause all kinds of other problems, from joint space destruction to autoimmune conditions to even emotional triggers to brain degradation, meaning I don't remember why I left my keys, you know, in the refrigerator yesterday morning, you know, that sort of thing. We smile when we say things like that, but unfortunately, it's all too common. This Wednesday evening, December the 1st, at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, Dr. Cowartz is going to be presenting the topic inflammation and all the ramifications that are associated with it, from pain patterns that don't go away to immunological systems that are breaking down. And if you want to know how to fix it, this is an opportunity. All you have to do is give us a call, 703-698-7117, or simply go online at rozellecare.com and join us. Dr. Cowartz, welcome back to the program. Let's get into this a little bit more. We dropped off talking about these interleukin pathways. We know we have interleukin 1, we have interleukin 6, we have interleukin 10. Actually, there's a ton of them. Mm-hmm. And they all have very specific triggering mechanisms. And we won't get into that because we'd be here for 4 hours. But I want to talk about the most common pieces of it and why these things show up, why we have chronic pain patterns, why joint spaces end up being destroyed when somebody says, I didn't do anything. Why am I like this? What's happening? Let's walk through that a little bit.
Right. So it does go back to what we were talking previously. Very commonly, we have the chronic viral patterns. But, you know, it's not limited to just viruses. You can have overexposure of heavy metals. You can have a really, you know, poor diet that's constantly causing tissue damage in the intestinal tract. You can, you know, be an athlete and you're constantly having some sort of joint or musculoskeletal damage. You know, all those things can lead to these chronic inflammation patterns. And then not to mention, because we talked about how widespread the inflammation does go throughout the entire body, you know, that's going to have an effect on your adrenal glands. That's going to produce cortisol. Cortisol and adrenal dysfunction is often secondary to inflammation, but it's still a very important piece that can give some symptomatology with some of these joint pains, such as like fatigue. That would be a really common one. But as long as the inflammation is still there and still left untreated because of whatever the initial mechanism being, viral patterns, injury, whatever, you're going to continue to have the insult injury to your adrenal glands. Adrenal glands, why are they important in the conversation of inflammation? Well, cortisol, your stress hormone, if you will, your reactor to stress, in and of itself is actually a natural anti-inflammatory, which is a great thing. However, the inflammation left untreated and left stimulating the adrenal glands, and you have the overproduction of cortisol, it'll actually start to have the opposite effect and actually start becoming very destructive.
So you have a negative feedback loop that goes on when something just doesn't reset itself, if you will.
Correct. And another issue with that is that those interleukin sixes that we talked about, they're going to actually directly stimulate the adrenal glands to produce cortisol very directly and in a very high abundance, to the point where the adrenal glands will actually grow in size to try to accommodate with the overproduction of cortisol. But the issue is that it also shuts down any regulatory mechanisms that helps regulate the adrenal glands to kind of calm down. So you're going to have this constant perpetuation of your stress hormones over and over and over and over again, which will in turn make treating the inflammation even harder, because now you kind of have both issues going on.
So question before you get into that. So if somebody has, with interleukin 6, we said that it has a lot to do with viral patterns and pathogens of other sort. And we also know with heavy metals, right? So it's a situation where this interleukin irritation, if you will, we'll call it that way for lack of, you know, having to sit here and teach a science class. The bottom line is that it can cause destructive patterns that never go away because it triggers that cortisol surge. And now cortisol continues to rise. And as it's rising, if it's too high or too much or too long or protracted, it causes the joints to degenerate. Am I on the right pathway?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, it can sometimes be the other way around where you're having the prolonged stress and taxing of the adrenal glands for whatever the stressors may be, emotional stress or otherwise, can tax out the adrenal glands to where they're not able to eventually produce as much cortisol. And so they're hypofunctioning, decrease in functioning, which then in turn allows inflammation to start to take over. And again, that goes back to that dormant versus active and, like, say, again, viral patterns. We, you know, we keep going back to it, but it's a very prominent thing. So it can kind of go either way, but oftentimes you're definitely going to have that inflammation pattern first that's going to tax out your adrenal glands.
We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. My guest today in studio, Dr. Jerry Cowartz, and we're talking about inflammation. You know, it's like the bugaboo, right? Everybody talks about inflammatory reactions, but what is it really and how does it really affect the body? Well, we said that it's basically a disruptive, destructive barrier that doesn't allow the body to work the way it's supposed to. But if it's present because of underlying triggers, meaning things like pathogens and heavy metals and chronic ongoing structural irritation, that inflammation now sets itself in a place where it becomes the tiger that starts eating everything up. Dr. Cowartz, let's get back and talk about that a little bit. I want to go to things that are common to people. Somebody has an accident, and the accident's significant, but it's one that treated properly should resolve over a period of time. They come into a practice like ours and they get structural care, they get balanced, they make sure the muscles are firing properly. But now, 5 years later, the problem still persists. Is this part of what we're talking about with somebody who has this chronic unresolvable situation that just doesn't want to mitigate, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, with an injury like that, it's really easy on the surface to say, yep, that was it. That's what sparked this pain pattern. This is what sparked that inflammation. And so for, you know, the average chiropractor, we go through, we treat the system, we adjust what needs to be adjusted, balance out the muscles, all that stuff. It's like, yep, you're fixed, you're healed, you know, go on about your day, no problem. But oftentimes that can actually be kind of a final straw in a sense where you actually had other underlying issues to where the accident actually made you pay attention to the area, but there was other stuff to begin with, such as kind of beating a dead horse here, you know, viral patterns, you know, toxic heavy metals is another one that likes to live in joint spaces. So it's very likely that you can have these high impact traumas that kind of perpetuate the joint destruction further, and now it kind of brews up the whole hornet's nest.
Now, here's an interesting situation when it comes to the accumulation of heavy metals. We've talked about it on this program multiple times over the years. We've talked about dental amalgams, the old ones, the silver amalgams, being full of mercury and being full of nickel and so forth. And those things can get into the body. And, you know, you do an analysis of a silver filling a year later after it was put into the situation. And what you find is that within 1 year, over 25% of the mercury is gone. Where did it go? It's called in your body and in, you know, different joint spaces. And that's like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the other pieces. We talked about, you know, the thimerosal, which is a stabilizer in many vaccines, and aluminum as well in many of the vaccines. And we know that these things accumulate, but this is one that you may not even heard me talk about. Did you know that beer cans have a birth date on them? If you look on the, there's a very fine print. It has a birth date. Do you know why it has a birth date on it? Because it should be consumed within 2 weeks of that date. It's basically the date they canned the beer in, right? And if not, it changes its flavor. It doesn't taste the same. The reason it doesn't taste the same is the leakage of the aluminum into the beer. And that's what it is. At that point, we're in trouble because you're drinking this aluminum, you're putting, and guess what? We already know that it leads to destructive patterns within joint spaces and mental degeneration and so forth. Kind of curious, but it's something that we really don't think about relative to, you know, that application.
Well, yeah, if I may, you know, as someone who's not an avid beer drinker, that's something I didn't know. So that's going to be kind of curious for me to pay attention to next time I run across a beer can. But, you know, you talk
only
about...
drink beer in bottles, glass bottles, only only glass bottles.
So one of the things you were talking about, you know, the leaching of metal specifically in the mouth, you know, that brought me to something else that a lot of people don't realize is, you know, we're talking about this chronic infection. Well, sometimes you can have pathogens living within the mouth and specifically in the teeth and deep within the gums. So that's one of many, quite frankly, reasons why dental health is really important, because it can also cause these types of global systemic inflammation patterns as well. Something else worthy to mention.
Let's hold on just for a second. I'd like to go to the phones. We're here at 888-630-9625. Ingrid, thank you for your patience. How can we help you?
Hi, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I have a very funny question. I mean, not funny, but I have numb feet. I've lost total control of my feet. I don't feel anything in my feet. They're like dead.
When did that start? How long ago?
It started in the spring, and I was vaccinated in January. And ever since that, it started. And I've been to podiatrists. They sent me to a doctor, and I had an EMG done, and now I had an MRI done, and nobody can find anything, and I still have numb feet.
Yeah, you're ending up with what's called a neuropathy, and you've lost sensation. Unfortunately, it can happen in a lot of different areas where the long nerves called the peripheral nerves, the ones that come off the spine, those are the end nerves from the low back. And this vaccine, if you start looking up the side effects that have been reported, one of the side effects that they talk about is that neuropathic pattern. It's unfortunate, but it does show up. Now, having said that, can something be done about it? Yes, there's a lot of possibilities. There's several approaches that can be done. We've had a lot of success with it. There's certain nutrient patterns, such as, if you will, NAC, N-acetylcysteine, which is the mediated step of something or producing something called glutathione. That is an anti-inflammatory that we're talking about, and it'll decrease that. You have to get the anti-inflammatory. If there's any associated bug that's there, any viral pattern, we can test directly for that. That has to be treated. But also you have to re-stimulate, if you will, the neurological pathway from the spine all the way down to the feet. And that can be done with many different approaches. One, you have to regenerate, if you will, your body's own stem cell, not putting a stem cell into your body, but provoking your body to repair itself, decrease the inflammation with acupuncture, low energy light lasers, certain nutrients and so forth. But that can be done. It's one of the side effects of this crazy vaccine that's out there. And the fact that, you know, you had the vaccine a few months later, you started showing this, that's consistent with so much that has been reported. And if you start looking at the reported side effects of this this craziness that's out there, you're going to see that that's part of it. I appreciate it. I hope that's helped. But, you know, here's the situation. If it's available to you, join us Wednesday evening, and you're in Alexandria, and listen to Dr. Coward. We're happy to give you direct information of what can be done. We'll talk to you privately with, you know, where you can ask some questions off the air. But Dr. Coward, this is not uncommon, is it?
No, I mean, with this part here, yeah, there's the neuropathy pattern and there probably is some structural components to it as well. But, you know, a good portion of this is going to be an inflammatory reaction. So the topics that we're going to be discussing on Wednesday is definitely something that's going to be related to her neuropathy pattern. Absolutely. Unfortunately, we do see it quite commonly.
You know, it's unfortunate that one of the things that really helps is pretty heavy dosages of NAC, N-acetylcysteine. It actually gets in, it binds the spike protein on this virus, and or all viruses, any enveloped virus. An enveloped virus is one that has a protective biofilm around it, so to speak, if you will. And the spike protein on this COVID or any other virus goes in and attaches itself to what's called the ACE2 receptors within the cardiolipid layer of the cell. And that's what causes all the problems. So this does an amazing job. It works preventatively as well as the vitamin D to keep, you know, the immune system functioning, the zinc to stop the duplication, and natural anti-inflammatories. There's many of them out there. Quercetin is one of them. But we have seen way too much of this, and there's things that can be done. So I know you're going to cover a bit of that as we go through the process this coming Wednesday.
Absolutely. Absolutely will.
Now, with the damage that comes from the adrenal system, you touched upon that just a little bit, the cortisol spike, if you will. We know that cortisol has to be within a certain threshold, but if it's unabated, it will destroy cartilage, won't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So it basically what happens is that it's going to follow all the inflammation patterns. So once you have the stimulation of producing cortisol, it's going to be kind of a back and forth with it, but it can go through and destroy the actual cartilaginous end plates of a lot of joint spaces and start to break it down. And that's when you start getting the decrease in joint spaces, discite, things of that nature. That's when you start getting that degeneration more on that bone on bone. Yeah, cortisol can destroy all kinds of joint spaces. It can be very nasty.
That's why I want our listeners, you know, when they hear inflammation, I also want them to think of the word acid, inflammation, destruction, damage, and so forth. We're coming up to a break. This is a program that I'd love to sit here and talk specifically about so many different pathways that are involved in, but you're going to do that Wednesday evening. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you across the country, you know the drill. And we like to thank our men and women in service. I don't know how you find us, but you do reach out, and we try to get back to you as promptly as we possibly can. We're always here for you, and we have to exchange with you because you allow us to do what we're doing. So we have to make sure that we take care of you in any way that we possibly can. Let us know how we can do that. My guest today, Dr. Jerry Cowart, he'll be your presenter this Wednesday evening. Amazingly, we're back in office. Our ongoing in-house continuing education programs are alive and well, and we do them for you, and we do them specifically to give you the data that you need to have to do what you can do to help yourself. It's not just about us helping you. It's about you helping yourself, but you got to have the tools to do that. That's why we do these classes. That's why we do the podcast, and we want to make sure that all of you are aware of that. In addition to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, we have Ageless Health with Dr. Tom Rizzo, which is our new podcast. You can find that very easily. You can go to my website, drtomrizzo.com. It links back and forth with the Rizzo Center for Healing or RizzoCare.com, RizzoCare.com, and it'll lead you back to where you need to be. But we do this to give you the data, the information that you need to have. And I want to remind you, in January, about the middle of January, we are going to be going to 12 o'clock noon, so an hour from now. But we'll let you know about that, and we'll keep reminding you because there's so many of you that go to church and have petitioned us, say, hey, listen, can you go back to your old program? Short answer is we made it happen for you. Dr. Cowart, we got a couple minutes. Let us know what you're going to present this Wednesday evening and why people should be there. Why should they attend? What are they going to walk away with?
Well, you kind of beat me to my punchline. You know, on all my lectures, not including just this one, I always discuss at the end of not only what I can do to help support someone in healing with whatever the topic is, in this case, inflammation, but always provide things that the patient can try to do themselves. So you kind of beat me to that one. But overall, we're going to talk about, you know, what is inflammation, what causes inflammation, the different components to inflammation, the different pathways that are activated during inflammation processes. We're going to talk about different targets within the body that inflammation affects, like the brain, the adrenal glands, the joint spaces, things of that nature. We'll talk about the other components of, you know, what things can cause inflammation that maybe are common or things that people don't necessarily associate with that. And then we'll also talk about different modalities and things of how we can treat inflammation on a natural holistic approach, as opposed to just, you know, popping that pill and hoping for the best. And we'll be going through all that in grave detail, and then a little bit of show and tell sprinkled throughout to kind of give people a better understanding of how it physically affects people.
You know, we try to give you as much tool base, if you will, I'll use that term, so you can be proactive. So you can ask the right questions, not only of us, but other doctors as well. You know, there's so many of you that have been involved in our educational process for so many years, and you actually have more data than many physicians do out there. And it doesn't make any difference what branch they're in, whether they're allopaths, whether they're naturopaths, whether they're chiropractors, whether they're osteopathic physicians. You know more by listening to our programs than so many people out there in the healthcare arena. And that's our purpose, is to give you the tools, is to give you the ability to do this. Don't believe anything anybody says, including us. What my job is to provoke you to make sure that you do your homework and then make a decision accordingly. Don't listen to the talking heads. You know, just take the data and run with it. That's why we do our in-house continuing education programs. And we invite you to attend anytime that you'd like to be there with us. These are our courtesy to our community. There's no charge whatsoever. And there's no obligation. You know, you can come and listen and leave and ask more questions. And by the way, the environment of the Results Center for Healing is extremely safe. We have HEPA filters all the way out. We have a monster HEPA filter in our reception area. We make sure that if you're in there for treatment, we're making sure that our staff wear masks. During the week when people are coming in and out for treatment, we make sure that we respect your sensitivities as best we possibly can. We have a thermographic imaging unit that we check anybody that walks through the door for temperature gradients, so we know whether or not there's an issue or there's not an issue. We're coming up to that part of the program where we're going to have to say we're going to see you next week. Just remember why we do this. It's an ongoing process of education. We continue to do it simply because of one reason, that we love you. And we want to give you as much data, much armamentarium, if you will, the tools that you need to help yourself. Dr. Coward, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time today and being here with us. I know this Wednesday evening is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be here next week with another program and try to give you more tools to help yourself. We'll see you then.